While Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell pushes the Senate's health care bill, people in his home state worry about what they could lose if the bill passes. Kentucky expanded Medicaid in 2014 under the Affordable Care Act, and nearly 500,000 residents gained coverage. Now they face losing coverage if the Senate bill passes. Side Effects Public Media reporter Samantha Horton met with one Kentucky mom who's watching what happens in Washington closely.
Marie Kirtley lives in rural Cordon, Kentucky. Only 48 years old and a breast cancer survivor, she needs biannual cancer screenings, but it's been a struggle to stay insured. After a long day, she's picking up her adult son at her mother's house.
What's on TV?
What is on TV?
Just got done watching my soap.
Oh my God. Aren't you sick of that soap opera yet, Stephen?
Marie's son Stephen has Fragile X syndrome. He's 27 years old, unable to control his verbal and motor skills. He can't live on his own. Marie is Stephen's full-time caregiver. He's been on the wait list for a group home for more than a decade. The state of Kentucky pays Marie a small monthly income to care for Stephen, but this keeps her too busy to get any other job, a job that could provide health insurance.
Until I can get my adult son into a home of his own, then where am I going to get a job? Looks like I'll just stay home and go by that dreaded term that we all kind of misunderstand of living off the government.
In 2013, Marie's husband Quince had to leave his oil field job due to injuries. But with the job went the couple's health insurance. Between her husband's injuries and Marie's cancer screenings, the bills started piling up. Last year, the couple filed for bankruptcy.
We gave up our home first. We lost our truck. We couldn't pay our bills. You know, you give up your DirecTV. You don't go to the store every week and spend money on groceries. You get what you need. That's it. There was no extra.
Even after bankruptcy, Marie's income from being her son's caregiver put them just above the cutoff for Medicaid eligibility at the time. But Kentucky's 2014 Medicaid expansion made them eligible. Early this year, the family finally got insurance again. Emily Beauregard of the advocacy group Kentucky Voices for Health says Marie's family is only one example of nearly 500,000 Kentucky residents who now have coverage.
So it's been just a tremendous change for Kentucky and for our economy, but it's also just been life-changing for the individuals and the families who have gotten coverage.
But that expansion could be rolled back as Congress considers changes. Kentucky would be hit particularly hard. Nearly half of non-elderly Medicaid enrollees in Kentucky stand to lose coverage. Plus, Kentucky's Governor Matt Bevin hopes to save money by scaling back some of the state's Medicaid services. And those changes won't just affect the uninsured. One national study reports deep cuts to coverage could lead to about 1 million jobs lost by 2026, a majority of those from the healthcare sector. Emily Beauregard says Kentucky is already a poor state, so those cuts would hurt.
With reduced subsidies, with Medicaid expansion being cut, I just think the whole state will hurt. The entire economy will feel this.
Marie Kirtley is afraid of losing Medicaid coverage because it helps her pay for cancer screenings.
I need to stay on top of my health. I need to know if something's wrong. I don't need to die at the last minute, unexpectedly.
Because she's not just responsible for herself. She also has her disabled son to think about.
So I'm between a rock and a hard place. There are no easy answers. So it's one day at a time. Today I have health insurance.
For now, she'll keep doing what she knows best, surviving. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Samantha Horton.